Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello. Hello, should we start? How are we going to start? If we don't speak, how can we possibly start?
You said, I'm going to start. I have no plan. But...
What? No. I said, that means I'm going to press the button to start. It doesn't mean I'm going to start talking because it's already been, highlighted, flagged up too many times that I always speak at the beginning. So I feel like I can't.
Yeah, but because you always speak at the beginning, we're expecting you to speak at the beginning.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. Oh, I'm just going to, I'm going to grab that bull by the horns from now on. Not today, because we've started.
And you've done it anyway, though. You've spoken first, so on the spreadsheet
you did.
I mean, to be fair, my speaking first was, hello. that's hardly jumping in and taking control of the podcast.
Sort of Alexander Graham Bell vibes.
Hello? Is this
hello,
our...
Hoi.
Famous Scotsman, of course, Alexander.
Yes.
How is everyone, please?
Quite well, actually. I'm tired. I've been driving a van all day.
What have you been doing?
Driving a van all day.
How come?
I've been helping my sister move house.
Okay. Is it done? Have you finished? Complete?
Yes, done now. Done. I think yes, there might be a final sort of jaunt back to the old one to do some final bits and bobs, but the majority today done.
I think a lap based steering wheel is way better. That's what I like about a van. You've got your steering wheels in a sort of more lap bus driver position rather than in front of you.
Mine was, the whole thing was very uncomfortable, if I'm honest, Tom. You'll appreciate this is a long legged man. The clutch was really high off the floor. I mean, I'm not used to driving with a clutch anyway, Tom, these days, since we got our electric cars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's mention that. I was just whizzing through the streets of Islington just now in my electric car. Oh, whizzing I was, and stopping every 30 seconds.
That's so interesting, because I love a van, but maybe it's because I'm such a small person, and it makes me really high. I feel so elevated.
Well, I did get in my car straight after I'd dropped the van off, and I felt like a child, you know. I felt like I was a toddler a small table at a wedding or something. I was like, oh my goodness, this is so bizarre. No.
Do you feel that people treat you quite badly as well once you're back in your regular car?
Yeah,
people
yeah.
can cut you up. No one cuts up a van, do they?
They do not. You're the bully boy of the road in a van, aren't you?
I love it. Yeah.
Wave your copy at the sun at people. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
So yeah, van aside, fine. How are we all? Anyone else been driving a van today?
I've been driving my small car Fiat Panda toddler at a party back from Dorset. Devon.
Well done. Good.
Which bit of Devon?
Get the Dorset listeners on board. Great. Well done.
Croyd. Do you know Croyd?
Croyd. Yes. Oh, no, I don't. Obviously, no, I don't.
Never heard of it. Nice. Was it being on some sort of holiday scenario?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Gosh. Nice. But I've done that thing where you come back and you're more tired than...
Need a holiday.
Yeah, good problem to have though, isn't it?
Yeah, to be fair, we should sort of flag up that Helen, before we started recording, said, can I record this lying down? Is that okay? Do I sound okay? I'm lying down. Sort of not giving us any choice other than to say, sure, lie down. That's
Can you tell?
Fine.
Is it obvious?
It's often the task of this podcast to help people get off to sleep of an evening. So, you know, hopefully by the end, Helen, you'll be no different. And Dave and I can sort of, you know, verbally lull you to sleep.
I would love that so much.
Oh, here she goes. She's starting.
I'm so confident. Your tones are so soothing.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Big old drive, that Croyd, isn't it, mate?
5 hours. Five.
What are we talking here? Was it a 303, then the 25? What's the chat?
There was a lot of A roads.
Went past
Stonehenge, but
yeah, you're on the 303.
That's the 303.
No,
isn't it?
It said welcome to Stonehenge, and then I drove in a big loop, stopped off at Nisa,
for
a bag of crisps, and then I turned right, and it said welcome to Stonehenge again. So I was a bit confused.
What you're describing there is a circle, much like Stonehenge.
I didn't get to see it, though. It was just a big field. I didn't see the actual...
The best possible thing they could do with Stonehenge is put up a big sign saying, don't look, because the rubberneckery that goes on the 303 causes genuine traffic jams. Every time you go... The A303 is already, you know, it's a difficult road. I don't want to get into trunk road chat this early on in the podcast.
But it goes from 2-1 to 2-1 constantly, doesn't it?
Nightmare.
What's happening there? You go, am I pulling out? Oh, no, it's going back to one lane. Oh,
Spice Girls-ing it. It's Spice Girls-ing it, mate. Spice Girls-ing it. Two becomes one.
Wait. Hey.
Far too often, and it's a nightmare. And the reason does it really badly near the actual Stonehenge is everyone slows down. Ooh, that's Stonehenge. Oh yeah.
But I like that because it means you know that Stonehenge is coming up.
Yeah, that's
otherwise,
true.
How would you know?
Yes, I mean Stonehenge is the only interesting bit of that entire road drive, isn't it? That's the thing.
Oh, well, it's very grassy. I like all the grass.
I think was it yesterday or the day before? Maybe did you see the protests at Stonehenge?
What about?
No.
What about?
Well, because they're planning on basically Tom literally solving your problem. They're building a tunnel.
Oh yeah, good
to bypass all of that shit.
No.
So you won't be able to see Stonehenge as you drive past. Some of these facts might not be accurate, but from my that sort of thing where you glance at a news story and that's you've picked up something. I'm pretty sure.
They're going to dig a tunnel under the henge. But that means they're going to sort of excavate and not properly. Because if you're excavating around there, you're supposed to do it one minute sort of bit of mud at a time in order to find all sorts of ancient wonders. And they're not. They're just going to get a JCB and dig a big hole, put some cars through it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Well, I think they're just going to put a tunnel on the road. I don't really know. I can't remember what the chat was. But
Dave, you should not be a newsreader, just FYI. Yes. Very worrying approach.
Highways England says the plan for the 2-mile tunnel will remove the sight and sound of traffic passing the site. So it's really more that when you're at the henge, you don't get a main road vibe.
Mm. Oh, but isn't that good? Why are people annoyed? Oh, because of the digging.
Because of the diggage around the tunnel. Yeah, but once that's done, the henge is surely going to be, it's going to be a better experience. You'll just hear you'll be able to hear the soft rumble of traffic in the tunnel, but you can sort of imagine that's just druids gathering around preparing for a slaughter or something.
Well, would you like to hear what Simon Bramwell thinks?
Oh, Bramwell's not a fan.
He's described the site as hallowed ground and said the cost of the scheme would be better spent elsewhere.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. Do you know how Simon Bramwell is described as his job description in this BBC News article? You know, they would always put Simon Bramwell, head of the, or whatever, you know?
Chief of the Stonehenge Anti-Tunnel Society?
A pagan.
Literally word for word, Helen Monks is correct.
A pagan.
Simon Bramwell, a pagan, described the site as hallowed ground. Absolutely bang on.
I would love that. No matter what context you're on the news for, just be described as a pagan.
A pagan, right, exactly.
Even if it's to do with local traffic problems.
It makes me like him more.
Yeah. I wonder if he's been sort of asked about COVID or all of that sort of stuff, you know? Find out the vaccine. Simon Bramwell, a pagan thinks. So there you go. Well, there you go. Good to go over Henge chat out of the way. That was on my list, actually, so I can tick that off immediately.
Yeah, Henge chat's done. Love it.
Tom, how are you? We've not asked you.
Oh, very well. No, that rarely happens. very good, because my eldest, Riddle Me, Wilfred, off of the rap, played football. He plays for a local football team, and he has never scored.
Arsenal?
That's the one. Yeah, Arsenal FC. Arsenal Football Club. And he has never scored for them, right? And
position does he play?
Well, he plays very near the front.
The front.
He's quite obsessed with he wants to assist a lot. He likes assisting.
Right.
He doesn't think he's very good at scoring goals, which isn't true. Anyway, so we go and he plays at this sort of tournament place near us where every Saturday all the local kids' teams play each other. And just before lockdown, his team won 14-0.
No.
Yeah.
And he didn't score?
Yeah. So that was like,
was that one person scoring 14 times
No.
or?
No. It was pretty much everyone scoring 7 times each, apart from
the striker.
Apart from he's not a striker, but yeah.
Did the goalie score?
Almost. In fact, yes, he did. I think the referee scored as well, to be fair. So it was, that was quite, he was very good about that. He was very like, no, it's fun because I did some assists and, you know.
Aww.
I know. But then yesterday we went and they were 2-0 down and then he scored 2 goals. He scored 2 goals to bring it back to 2-2 and I went absolutely batshit. I finally worked out that parenting can be good. It was quite a breakthrough. Yeah.
But do you not think you've now told him that everything previously was a lie and that actually it does matter if you score?
Well, he didn't really notice how crazy I went, which was good because he was doing his own thing.
Is he scoring?
But he was also, once he'd scored the goal, he decided to go and slide on his knees in the middle of the pitch.
Oh, yeah, celebrate.
He was very happy. He was very happy. He was, you know, important goals. You don't want to score goals when you're 10-0 up. You want to score goals when you're 2-0 down, right? So he goes off and does his celebrations. He didn't see me going fucking mental. Like other parents watching games which are happening on pitches alongside were stopping to look at me and totally judge me. Because I was just completely losing my shit, punching the air, jumping up, literally jumping up and down. It was good. It was really, really good. And then afterwards, he looked at me and went, "Daddy, you owe me £10. Because about 6 weeks ago, I said, if you score a goal, I'll give you £5. But I only meant it for one goal 6 weeks ago when he was first playing for this team. And he remembered the little shitbag.
No wonder he scored. He's got such an incentive.
I know. He's hungry. He wants to go and buy some food. So, you know, it's cost me £10, but I think it's probably worth it, to be honest.
You give me £10 if I score a goal.
If you scored a goal.
Yeah, give me £10.
Well, first of all, my going rate at the moment is £5 a goal.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Silly me.
I wonder how long I could keep this going for.
I would be so careful getting in this hole. You're going to be so poor.
Well, also, it's a really bad example as a parent to say. You do not want to say to your kid, here's some cash for having fun on a football pitch. That is not the right vibes at all. So I felt very conscious afterwards because he obviously told all his mates in the in the team, who then told all their parents. So I was getting looked at a lot yesterday, basically, for not being a great example.
All the other parents are now going to start doing that because it clearly works.
Well, maybe. Oh God, I hope not. We'd all be broke by the end of the year. But champions, you know, broke but champions is fine by me. That works for me. Yeah. So I'm very happy. It's weird, isn't it, when you're happy about someone else's success? That's not something I'm used to.
No, but yeah, it does have to. I think what's happened there, though, is that your brain has made the, whether conscious or subconscious, link that A, you sort of have to be because you're bound by biology, and B, that if he does do really well and becomes a footballer, you'll probably stand to financially benefit from it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very much true. In the same way that you're very encouraging of your wife's incredibly successful author career.
Yeah, but know? I don't punch the air when she writes a good sentence, do I?
You do, and the check comes in the post, though.
I absolutely do.
Do you think it's also because it's your genes, maybe? So
yeah, there's a lot of projection going on, and also there's a lot of fixing the wrongs of the past, i.e. me being an absolute fat goober running around the various football and rugby pitches of my childhood being a massive failure.
Yeah, because I guess a child is just an upgrade version of yourself.
Totally. He is the iPhone 12. That's exactly right. And I am, like, you know, I am a Nokia.
The iPod.
So I wouldn't call myself an iPod. So yeah, there is a lot of projection that goes on when you watch it. You're seeing a little bit of yourself, a little fleck of yourself somehow achieving something. It is really strange. It's a very strange feeling. And I've been unbearably smug all weekend.
I was going to say, you don't want to become one of those parents, do you? That's the important thing to not become.
Oh, what? Who's a little bit too pleasing?
You know, little Timmy. Isn't my little Timmy wonderful type of parent? You know,
I know. I think... do you know what? The main source of joy was him breaking the duck. And because he kept saying to me, "Daddy, I can't score goals. I'm not a goal scorer. I'm an assister." And I kept being like, "Okay, sure, that's cool. But you will score a goal eventually. Have a go. You never know."
and you're not an assister. You're a brother.
Very nice. That's absolutely superb. That's absolutely lovely. I forgive him because the little chuckle beforehand just really made that lovely sort of regional radio voice.
I forgive him. It's not sign of a good joke.
That's a good format.
Yeah.
Let's do a new comedy format. Do you forgive or not?
Oh my God, just based entirely on jokes. It was more the sort of, he's done it finally, the breaking the seal. So now I can relax. Yeah.
It's very nice.
It was good.
What a heartwarming way to start our week and our new weekly cabin fever. What a
weekly
joy.
Weekly cabin fever. I've got a big question to ask you, but maybe we could do that after the break. It's always a little bit of a semi-format, which I might bring.
Semi-format.
Maybe more of a question. Let's keep it low key. Okay. Bit of a question.
It's not even time for the break yet. Surely we've got time for some more conversation before the break.
Conversation can still come thick and fast.
I'd like to pitch in with the fact that I've gone back to the Queen's Gambit, having watched the first couple and then forgotten about it, and now I've gone back and it's great.
Can I talk to you about this? Because I've started this.
How far through are you? It's chess based. It's chess. Is that what you mean? What's happening?
They talk about chess so much. Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of chess, isn't there?
Chess is a big part of that show.
It's the thing that I like and dislike about it the most. I like it in the sense that they don't sort of not show the chess. Do you know what I mean? I like that they've really committed to the chess. There's a lot of really quite in-depth chess.
No, too much.
They do proper chess moves, and the actors must have had to learn actual chess sort of development in the game and how
yeah, I think stuff. That's why I hate watching it, because I just think, oh my god, how many hours have they had to play chess to know what they're doing?
And can we all agree that chess is the worst thing that's ever happened on planet Earth? Like, I hate it so much.
In the same breath, I have ordered myself a chess board.
Have you?
Because of the film?
Yeah. Really? So I'm a complete hypocrite, because I'm really enjoying it. I'm watching it, and I'm also now going to stop playing chess.
Yeah, I'd like this to start playing chess again, actually. Monksy, should we play chess? Should we get a chess game that we can play on our phones? Because I used to play as a kid. Yeah, loads of those. Oh, I've also got a great golf game we can play online. Oh, just a little, not a golf game that you'd enjoy, Tom, aka real golf, like sort of, it's basically pitch and putt, but on your phone, and it's really addictive.
We can be online at the same time, sorry to sound like a grandma, and I can press go and you can see what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, I'll press invite. I'll say invite Helen Monks and you'd go join, and then we'd play at the same time, yeah.
You actually play a game of chess on your phone. And can you do that thing where the game just goes on for ages? You sort of do a move and then leave it for a while.
Yeah, the sort of Scrabble vibe, isn't it? That's what you want, isn't it? You're just popping back in to do your move. Because obviously we won't be Queen's Gambit level of chess of sort of like clock, go, clock, go. We'll be like, and I'll be back with you in an hour once I've worked out the best way to not lose this game.
I like the bit on Queen's Gambit when they played speed chess. I feel like there's a format there. If they mash chess up with something else, it could work. You know what I mean?
Proper chess is like really fast, isn't it? Like when they do it, when they do the proper timed ones, it's like comically fast.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
That's sort of how they play professionally. When they're like, if you, I know there's different bits of it, and someone that knows about chess will know, but I've seen a lot of like the sort of really good grandmaster sort of chessies, just whether it's a timed format or something, but they just go nuts, don't they? And it's just,
really?
I have a question. So, is there a finite amount of games that you like moves that you can play?
There must be, but it must be a massive number.
So in theory, you can try and learn as many as possible. Because is that what she is trying to do, is sort of learn?
Well, no, so basically the vibe is with her, and this isn't really a spoiler, but it's kind of the premise, isn't it? That she's playing a lot of these men who have done that and have read all the books and learned all the things. And she's like just...
a genius.
She's just the genius that sort of like closes her eyes and goes, boom, 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 move, move, move. Oh, I'm not even... You know, and she reads all the books and she studies loads, but she's got like that innate sense. But anyway, what I really wanted to talk about, Tom, which is probably a revelation you've had a long time ago, and I'm just jumping on it. I'm about a month behind BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
But I've just got to the bit where bloody Dudley Dursley gets involved. What an absolute turn up for the books that is.
Hang on. Which one's Dudley Dursley?
You know Dudley Dursley from Harry Potter, the fat kid that Harry Potter lives with in the start of Harry Potter. You know,
sort of cousin, yeah.
The muggle one.
Which one's he?
He's Harry Beltek. The other one of the main ones.
Is he
Harry
Beltek?
Is that his name? Harry Beltek?
Harry's
his real name, isn't it?
Melling is his real name.
No, Harry Beltek, correct. I was right.
Oh my god, that's Dudley Dursley. I had no idea. I thought I recognised him.
Right. Doesn't he look different?
Oh my god. God, that's so good. Because there's a lot of British people in it. A couple of my friends are in it, weirdly. Ben Moore, brilliant comedy actor and writer, turns up as a teacher in it. And Rebecca Root as well is in it as the singing teacher. I've done some Doctor Who audiobooks with her. So they must have filmed a lot of it in Britain, I think.
Feather Boy.
Sure. What? Hi.
Do you like to expand on that, Helen?
Feather Boy's in it.
What's Feather Boy?
Feather Boy, also known as the child from Love Actually.
Oh, yes,
Sangster.
If you Google Feather Boy, you'll see who I mean.
What's Feather Boy?
Feather Boy, maybe it was of my time. It was a CBBC.
Oh, it's a show with him in it. Got you. I see. I thought it was like a weird nickname he'd acquired for some reason.
Feather Boy.
Series 2004 onwards doesn't have a finish. Feather Boy still going
still
on.
Still going.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, there you go.
There's a lot of the people in it are Brits, aren't they? That's the thing. So yeah, I don't know.
They must have filmed it in the UK because of our lovely tax breaks. Welcome along.
Tax breaks. Are they gonna all change after Brexit?
Yeah,
is it gonna go to shit?
A bit depressing.
Probably. It's all right, we can take back control, guys. It's going to be great.
They filmed a lot of it in Ontario, actually.
It feels very French, the sort of vibe of it. It feels like a French animation.
Especially the bit set in Paris. They felt very French.
Oh, when's it? Oh,
She has a big, one of her big chess matches is in Paris.
Yeah, she gets to I mean, the very first scene is in Paris, right? Of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I thought it was French.
Yeah.
Well, it does. It's really very much set in France, the opening scene. Yeah.
It is amongst the best TV I've watched this year. I loved it. And it's been like certainly the last few weeks, it's been the big zeitgeisty TV thing. But have you watched The Undoing with Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman?
Couldn't get past the first one, if I'm honest.
Why? It's a thriller.
It's the slowest thing I've ever seen in my life.
No, it's a thriller.
We all watched it and just went,
slower than the program about chess. All they do is play chess.
Well, I'll tell you two reasons why I've not pursued it. Have you both finished it yet?
Yeah, done. But let's not give any spoilers away, obviously.
No, we won't give any spoilers away. And if you don't want even like a hint, it's not even a spoiler because I've not watched it. But so just fast forward 10 seconds if you don't really want to know.
But it was Nicole Kidman.
I saw a lot of people on Twitter just go, oh, the ending was shit, wasn't it?
Yes.
See, I thought it was fine.
Oh, what an endorsement. I'll rush to watch it now. And then I watched the first episode to give it a chance, having based on that. And come on, the first episode was slow as hell, right? Not like, I'm sure it gets better and it was a proper setup episode, but my God, like, it was just like, churning.
I really liked it because I loved watching Hugh Grant. Anything Hugh Grant does, I just think he's amazing. And then Nicole Kidman, I love watching because, and this has been discussed at length on social media, but she's done some fascinating things to her face. Mm. Like there's a lot of Botox business that's gone on there and lip filler and stuff. Yeah, and it's so sad. Like it's a real shame that she's done that because she cannot act as well. Things are happening to her towards the end of the series that require certain facial expressions to take place. For example, this is no spoilers, there's some running. And when you run in slow motion, your face will do certain things. But she runs in slow motion and genuinely looks like she's wearing a plastic mask.
Well, thank God some of the show's got a bit of pace about it then.
There's running, but in slow motion, mate.
Slow motion. Guys, things are moving a bit too fast here. Slow-mo it, guys. All the best.
Oh, God. It says something when the roller coaster in your life is the chess TV. That is incredible.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's the roller coaster, guys. I'd just say I've gone back to it after I forgot about it. Anyway, the roller coaster was really the transformation of Dudley Dursley.
I can't believe I missed that. I knew I recognised him. I knew it.
The missed opportunity I had to rib my friend who is now no longer the chubby one from Harry Potter that got thin, but I've missed it by about a month and a half. Annoying. So I can't do the fun because he'll just be like,
that's a good
thousand people have said that, you know.
It's a good new chapter for Harry Potter. The boy who lived? No. Yeah. The boy who got thin. Yeah. Right, are we going to do breaks now? Should we do breaks now? And then
Feels like it. Come back
with the half a format question thing that I've come up with?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Boy, am I excited.
Yeah, always good to oversell and underdeliver. Here we go. Cabin FE83709. That's our Twitter
name. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm now just Googling pictures of Nicole Kidman's face. Yeah. I don't think she's had any work done.
I refuse
to believe it.
Maybe it's not work done. And I hope you don't think I'm being uncharitable to her because I think she's a brilliant actor and a beautiful, beautiful woman. And I love all her films. But it's very clear that her face can't move in certain ways. I think it's Botox. A lot of it's Botox. So when she's, eyebrows going and lips should be doing things and she can't because it sort of has this swollen, puffy quality to it. It's really... You're only human to watch it and get completely distracted by it. And it's kind of dodgy ground because you don't want to be like, God, look at her face and sort of be too rude about her. But at the same time, it does block.
Yeah,
your
enjoyment. Now you say it. I thought she was going for, am I secretly the psychopath? I thought that was like a choice. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But now you say it, maybe she was doing all sorts of things underneath the perfect skin.
Mm. Anyway, yeah, I think there's a lot of expressions going on underneath the mask. Right, are you ready for my format, guys?
Yeah. Are we ever?
Okay, so every year, me and a bunch of friends... Oh, by the way, it's me and Beth's wedding anniversary today. So, yeah.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary.
Happy birthday to your wedding.
Happy birth of love. But this...
Back when the love started, was it the wedding day?
Up until that point, we'd never met, and that was fine. Me and this group of friends, we all meet up every Christmas and we have this big Christmas party, right? There's like 20 of us, and we've now done this since 2003, which if you look carefully is 17 years, which is truly horrifying. And this year we obviously can't do it. But one of the features that we do every year is we all have a secret Santa, but it's has to be the gift has to be fitted into a cracker, and we have to decorate the cracker, which, aww, you know, when we came up with it before we had kids was fun, but loads of us have had kids now and it's just like, oh my God.
Arduous, right?
Arduous. And there's one of us who's incredibly, incredibly artistic and talented, and he's a cartoonist. And he every year, in fact, one of the things I got him one year, and he turned my cracker into Morrissey's face. And like it was astonishing. I've still got it on my shelf right now.
What did you get somebody that year?
A pedometer. So, and this has become the theme that I'm just absolute dog shit. I once, for one year, I had my friend Marianne, and I got her the contents of my drawer. So she got some batteries, some blue tack, and some sweets.
I'll be happy with that, to be honest. Functional and enjoyable.
The batteries were flat, but yeah. So this is what we do every year. Now, this year we can't do that, obviously. We can't meet up. But what we're going to do is have a Zoom dinner together, which is nice. We're looking forward to that. That's all good. But the cracker format is going to be changed. So this year, the person we're going to get for our crackers is ourselves. So
what?
You have to make a cracker for yourself.
You have to do a cracker for yourself. I quite like this as a format, as a little twist in the format. So you have to open the cracker in front of everyone, because this is part of the game, is you all open your crackers and go, oh my God, it's a quiz. And someone's written you a quiz about whatever. So this year is as a demonstration. I quite like this. It's sort of like an almost, what would you buy yourself if Christmas came along and it was part of the Christmas tradition that you bought yourself a present that you really wanted to get, or you got yourself a load of things? What would you stuff into a cracker that would be the perfect cracker full of gifts for you? I think this is quite a good way of describing yourself.
Yeah, like self-love.
Yeah, self-love. I was trying to avoid self-love because that also sounds like masturbation. But yes, I mean, maybe, you know, a sex toy is what you could fit in there.
Yeah, put that in the cracker.
Yeah, pop one of those in. That would be fucking awkward if I did that, if I was last and it was just one of those. Have you seen the torches? Do you know about the torches?
What?
There's like, it's the male equivalent of a dildo. It's a torch. It looks like a torch, but it's got a bit in the middle to...
A fleshlight.
A fleshlight, that's it, thank you.
A fleshlight?
Fleshlight, yeah, they call it.
No, let's not take this down.
Let's not get into fleshlights, although Dave was very quick to know what that was. So, if you were to do the crackers, right, for yourself, what would go in your perfect Christmas cracker?
I've got a quick question before we get onto what goes in your cracker, is why are you not making one for Beth and vice versa?
Because not everyone is in a couple scenario. So if everyone was people by themselves watching it, they wouldn't enjoy watching a couple. Oh, thanks. Oh, that's nice.
Oh,
and
my
also,
goodness.
I have bought Beth presents for the last 17 years. And that is, honestly, I am like, it's so hard to buy someone presents, I'd say, beyond 3 or 4 years.
Oh, simple, almost impossible, isn't it?
Almost impossible.
You just go back on a cycle, surely, of the things you know they really like and just get a slight variation on that, right?
Earrings this morning for the anniversary. Yeah.
Great.
Earrings will come. It's like an Olympic cycle. Earrings will come round again in 4 years.
Yeah. What was on the earrings this year?
Huh?
What was on the earrings this year?
I haven't looked at them, Dave. Why would I know? Some diamonds, I think.
Does she buy her own earrings and you've just reimbursed
No, we're very strict.
Pops them in a cracker and opens them in front of Tom.
No, we're very strict about that. There's none of that. Like, oh, this is what I want. Can you just get me that? We've never, ever done that with any of our presents because I just
get each other things you don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretend to like them.
Yeah, exactly.
Aww, it doesn't take any space in the house, though, then, once you sort of secretly throw it away the next day. It's fine. It's perfect.
That's perfect.
It's a good anti-hoarding device, isn't it?
Indeed.
So what are we putting in our own cracker? Is that the question?
It's got to fit in a cracker, and you've got to open it in front of your friends and demonstrate, so we say, three things that would fit in the cracker, why you would get them for yourself as a Christmas present to yourself.
Are we doing this right now?
We might do it, yeah. I thought it could be quite a nice thing to do.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to need some time to think about this. Okay.
Well, I mean, you've
clearly got yours prepared, right, Tom?
Yeah, go on, you go, Tom.
I genuinely haven't, actually. I haven't. I think I'm going to get myself No, I really don't know. Why don't we take one thing each and go around in circles?
Okay, so yeah, nice. Yeah,
so
nice.
Three things. The first thing I'd get is some cigarettes. Just maybe two cigarettes.
For yourself?
Yeah, just to smoke. Because as a gift to myself.
I mean, I know what they are.
Yeah. I think I'd... because I haven't smoked properly for years, and I just a couple, just to remind myself of the good times, you know. and then I never have any more, obviously. So that's the first thing. Just that proper indulgence, and there is neither of you smoke, do you? Do you smoke?
No,
anymore? No,
no. But yours give me an idea for something that I'd really enjoy.
There you go.
We'll go on then.
It's the reward. So
on a similar theme, that's a throwback to my childhood. I would get myself not two cigarettes, Tom, but two candy sticks.
Great
news that I could pretend our cigarettes like I did when I was a child.
Brilliant.
Yes, the end.
Candy sticks. Great, really good for helping kids to learn how to smoke. Really, yes.
Well,
helpful.
No, I mean, maybe, to be fair, I enjoyed a candy stick as a child and never actually graduated. So maybe that was, you know, a sort of a deterrent tactic and it was fulfilling enough for me.
Do kids nowadays have to go outside to eat candy sticks? Is that how that works? Do you go past the nursery and they're all gathered under an awning?
Nibbling away.
So that's one of yours, is it, Dave?
Yeah, I reckon
okay,
so.
Good. All right. Okay. Hannah Monks, over to you, please.
A travel size can of dry shampoo.
Interesting. I mean, that is, if someone gave you that as a gift, would you genuinely be like, thank you so much?
Yeah, I'd be thrilled because it's something I never buy for myself because it feels a bit indulgent. But, oh, I love a dry shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
And you can fit a travel size in a cracker. I mean, I'd prefer a big size, but yeah.
Okay, good. All right. So
then I don't have to wash.
Is there a spending limit, Tom?
No. Because what? I mean, there is. It's sort of your own money supply.
Dime,
like, what would you buy yourself if you were to buy yourself a present at Christmas? This is the question. This is a tricky one now. I'm going to try and...
Hard.
It is hard, actually. I'm going to try and avoid food because that's just a bit odd. So it's going to be like Percy Pigs or something. So I'll get myself sweets. So I'll just steal the kids' sweets. So that's fine. So I'm going to say... I'd like a gadget. I'd like to get myself a gadget.
Yeah.
I like a gadget.
Smartwatch?
Maybe a smartwatch. Maybe a new smartwatch.
I feel like that's not a very crackery present.
No, it's not.
Apple Watch. £400
Yeah. You've gone from cigarettes to Apple Watch, which is a real leap. Two cigarettes to an Apple Watch is a real leap in financial spending.
No, you're right. Okay, done it back. I won't get that.
No, because isn't the point you're really treating yourself, self-love, no limit?
Yeah, but I feel like an Apple Watch is just a bit of a sort of gadget present. They've got to tell a certain story about yourself, right?
Mm.
Okay.
Imagine you got an Apple Watch out when you're opening it in front of all your friends. For yourself.
That is what I'm saying. That's why this feature could be really funny if everyone does it on Christmas Day. Because Beth is thinking about getting herself something really big. She hasn't told me what it is. She won't tell me what it is.
Right.
But there's quite an expensive present she wants to get herself. And she's saying she's going to... Maybe it is. Yeah, this is the problem, you see. It's got to fit in the cracker. This is the challenge that you've got.
Okay.
All right. I mean, keys to a Tesla. Is that too...
Yeah, well, exactly.
Okay. Oh, I know. I know what I get.
Yep.
And it fits perfectly in the cracker. A really nice, and this is similar to what you said, Dave, it's harking back to childhood a bit, really nice fountain pen. Oh, lovely fountain pen. I love a fountain pen.
You do love pens. Very dull.
Love pens. Just a lovely, maybe a Parker. You know, with a with one of the longer blue cartridges in it. I used to love it when my cartridge
ran out. Is Parker the go-to brand of fountain pen? Now, I know it's the one that we all had at school, but my question is that the sort of luxury brand? In my head, Parker pen, because we all got them at school, must be like a sort of mid-range sort of...
I don't know who else...
Not the Rolls-Royce of pens,
Who else does fountain pens? I really feel like they've monopolised the market, you know.
Okay, should we play a little side game?
Yeah.
Most expensive fountain pen you can buy, and who makes it?
I found one here for £2,032.
Oh, Mont Blanc, I bet.
Mont Blanc it is. Mont Blanc.
You knew that.
A 3,200 Mont Blancers.
Wow. Oh my God, there's a shop in London called Pen Heaven.
Wow. Or Aurora Diamante sell a fountain pen for $1.4 million.
Oh my gosh, what?
Wow. You can get this in Ryman's as well, actually, to be fair.
Yep.
Please put that in your Christmas cracker.
That's what I'm saying, right? Something ridiculous. I'm going to do it. Okay, so fountain pen, there you are. That's mine. That's my second one.
I'm going functional for my second one.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple, very small, fits in, very inexpensive, but ultimately very useful for me. Mm-hmm. The little cloth that you clean your glasses with. Never bloody have one of those on me. Never have one of those on me.
I nearly divorced Beth the other day because she was cleaning her glasses on her jumper. Yeah. Oh, what are you
jumper's
doing?
Jumper is unforgivable. A soft T-shirt, the inside of a soft T-shirt is what I'll occasionally have to resort to, but the jumper, the coarseness of the jumper is unforgivable.
It's just smearing grit all over your glasses.
Yeah. You're scratching your lenses with the jumper, lads. That's what you're doing.
Scratching it. Is that right? You're scratching the glass with
the
jumper?
Yeah, I mean, I think with pretty much anything that isn't the sort of proper microfiber, you know, doofer, you're basically, the fibres are basically just scratching at your tiny little scratches on it, which is why... Obviously, it gets worse and worse and worse the more you try, you know, clean them on a T-shirt. You have to do it every six times a day.
And you're like, oh my God, I'm getting cataracts. No, you're not. Yeah, you're just using your jumper.
Just using your T-shirt, you idiot.
Unbelievable.
But case in point, don't have one on me right now, and I need one. Got a little smudge on the inside left.
Maddening. Yeah, our inside left's the worst spot. On that, the other day, used a little bit of the old hand sanitizer, put it on a tissue, used that on my phone to clean my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Did it work?
Life's never going to be the same again. Life is never going to be the same again, let me tell you. Absolute, genuine highlight of my day. All right. So, Helen, you're next, please, on the things you'd put in a cracker.
I'm going to go for an Odeon card.
Very good.
Really good. I want a year.
No, not 5 years, 1 year. Limit yourself, Monksy, limit yourself.
Then I can give myself one the next year, every year.
That's great. God, I remember I used to get
movies.
Those. Yeah, unlimited movies. I used to give them at Stockport Odeon, I think it was, when I was at school over the summer. It was £15 for the whole month of August when you were off school. Oh
my God, that's great.
So time to good. Be alive.
I can't wait. There's an Odeon Lux near me. In fact, there's two have opened near me, weirdly. I'm sure they really should have had a meeting at Odeon HQ and made sure they're not so close together. They are amazing. If you get the chance.
I haven't been to a Lux.
What does it mean? What does it do?
Well, it's the kind of, they're trying to work out how to develop their, you know, business model, which obviously they did before COVID completely screwed everything up for them. But it's smaller cinemas with basically, imagine first class on a plane seating.
Yeah, sofas and tables service and all that, yeah.
And an app, so you can order. I was watching 1917 sitting in this chair that was the most comfortable. I mean, I would have spent 15 quid just to sit in that chair. Like, it was extraordinary. And I mean, there's a spin-off conversation. Most comfy chair you've ever sat in. I used the app to order a latte while I was watching 1917.
Oh, nice.
A depiction of humanity at its grimmest and all these sacrifices made for us so that I can sit in a nice chair drinking a latte, which I bought on an app.
Do you think that luxury chair and latte off the app is included within the Odeon card? Like, could I, if I had an Odeon card, is it?
No, I'm going to make it, I mean, it's very hypothetical, but yes, I'm going to throw that out there. Yeah, it has to be. In order for this Odeon card to be a properly amazing present, I think that's a really good one, actually.
No, but there is an actual Odeon card.
Yeah, they'll do an Odeon Lux card. Yeah, defo.
I'm just thinking about, I'm going to get, this hypothetical cracker might become a reality for me after this episode.
Okay, I've got my final one. I've got my final one. And actually, it dials back to something we were talking about earlier on. I would like to buy myself a 2001 Nokia telephone and put my SIM in that card and leave my devices at home so I can go out and live my life and do all the stuff. Still funny about on social media, obvs, but control it, because I walk around this world with my head staring at my hand too much. I don't mind doing it when I'm at home or when I, you know, like in certain moments when you're sitting on a bus or whatever, but I'm now walking the dog now, just staring at my phone the whole time. It's got ridiculous. I want to get one of those ridiculously old-fashioned phones that just calls me if someone needs me. That's what I'd like to get myself.
That's a really good present.
Oh, it's really good, isn't it? Oh, I've completely blanked on a third one now.
It's difficult because it's got to fit in the cracker.
My glasses cleaner and my candy sticks now. It's a big cracker for a Nokia phone. Though. Don't forget how big they were.
They're quite small. Okay, one of the small ones. But what I like about this is supposed to depict self-love and the things we need to do to improve our lives. I need to get off my phone to improve my life. I need to sit with a fountain pen and write things thoughtfully to improve my life. I need to relax with a cigarette to improve my life in the short term. And Dave's gone, I want some fake fags.
And clean glasses.
Some clean glasses. Come on, you need to do something. This is a good exercise. Depict, you know, your inner self-love. What do you do to treat yourself and be nice to yourself?
A torch. bum. What's it called?
A torch bum.
Torch bum is the sequel to Torchwood. Right, Dave, that's the name of today's episode. Excellent.
Torch bum. A torch bum.
Come on then, what's it going to be, Dave?
What's my third thing? What's my third thing? Oh, it's really tricky, isn't it?
It is hard.
I'm just looking around my room at what I already
have. I was literally looking also, around. Can I just tell you what my brain just did then? It went, a printer? Got one of those.
What I'm trying to flag up, right, is how hard it is to be nice to yourself, guys. It's hard. It's hard to get yourself something that really means you've got to be nice to yourself.
Well, yeah.
A foot spa.
Great news. They fit in a, famously, they fit in crackers. Absolutely. Yeah. Stick a piranha fish in it.
I can think of a thousand things I'd like, but the size, the cracker size thing is what's really...
Yeah.
I think I'd just get myself the biggest donut I could get that would fit into a cracker, and it would be the most luxurious donut I'd ever have, because I just think donuts are the best things. Can I show you what I've been eating today, actually, guys?
Oh, you're gonna, yes. Are we going to get on the WhatsApps, are we?
Yeah. So my housemate, Claire... It's just they had opening night of Les Miserables last night, and her friend sent her a present to stage door, and now we've been working our way through it, and it's the best.
Oh my goodness!
What is in that?
Oh, David.
It's like a 3 foot long cinnamon thing, chocolate cinnamon bun thingy. Oh, it's insane.
And looks like there's vanilla in there as well. Ooh,
there's so much in there. It looks like so much of it, guys.
It's sort of got a knotted vibe to it, you know, like a platter. Is it a platted thing?
Like a platted cinnamon something or other. And from Olenstein. Ugh.
Oh, David. I would honestly, you know, Labradors famously are the only animals on earth that if they are provided with infinite food would eat until they die. You know that?
Is that true?
True story. Yeah, if you give a Labrador infinite food, they'll kill themselves because they'll just eat till they die. But I would say I am also, if I'm in the company in the presence of this platted, basically pastry covered in sugar, that's as good as putting.
Well, I had to literally restrict myself today. So Claire got it, she brought it back last night after the show, got up this morning, we both had a quarter of it for breakfast because we're animals, and then she's going home today after the show because she lives in Devon. She stays here with me when she's doing the show. And then
Dorset or Devon?
Devon. Mm-hmm. Original Devon. Yes.
Nick Roy.
And now she's got what? No, South Devon, I'm afraid. That's north, isn't it? I googled it earlier, but anyway, so she said to me. So she's gone home for two nights because she's got a couple of nights off, and she said, "I'll be very disappointed in you if you've eaten it all by the time I get back." So I had to preemptively stop myself. So I chopped in half what was left and froze half of it. I put it immediately in the freezer.
Put it in food prison.
Yeah, I had to in tinfoil in the cell and then inside the prison. Wow. So I couldn't just pick at it until I die tonight, you know?
Well, you know what you should have done, Dave? Bought another one. That's what I'd have done. Bought another one and then just scoffed that and then just had another one. It's been fine.
I did not think of that at all.
Okay, infinite donuts. Yeah, we can fit that in a cracker. Helen Monk's the final one for the weird donut feature on Helen Monk's Day, aka Cabin Fever Weekly, as it now is.
Vitamin B12.
Absolutely. That's for you.
Thank you.
You mentioned B12 ages ago on the show, I've been taking it and I do feel loads better.
Isn't it great?
We've never talked about this. I every morning I have B12, I have vitamin D and I have some vitamin C, right? And I don't know which one it is. One of them has made a difference, without a doubt.
It'll be that B12. It's so good.
B12.
So good. Yeah, a lifetime supply of vitamin B12 in that cracker. Get it in.
All right, fine. There you go. Vitamins, cigarettes, donuts.
Oh, dear.
What a roller coaster we've been on here.
Exactly.
Oh, can I also put in a really bad Christmas cracker joke?
Absolutely, yes.
Which one? You have to make it up now on the spot.
What does Christmas mean an elf?
I don't know, Helen. What does Christmas mean to an elf?
I don't know.
Don't know. You say I don't know.
That's really good. Did you just make that up?
Yeah, I just made that up. Oh, goodness me.
Finally, loads of sense, but it actually worked as a format. Well done. Well done, Mikey.
The nearest we've come to a joke in the whole show. Right, let's conclude the show on that. We've ended on a high. Thank you very much, Helen Monks.
Thank you.
I mean, I was sort of saying that, like, you know, she's joined us for today's show and we're back tomorrow, but of course we're not back for a week now. So same time next week, everyone.
See you there.
All the best.
Can we keep that going, though, on the old tweets? Maybe we'll do it next week. If you would fill a cracker with presents for yourself, what would they be? There you are. That's all right, isn't it? That works.
Great. And I've got another compendium for you next week. We haven't had time for it today, but Caroline on Twitter's done another compendium. You know, the emoji, the A to Z of cabin fever in emojis.
She's a great content provider.
She's done a lockdown 2-1.
Thank you, Caroline. All right, see you next week. All the best. Kind regards. Lots of love. Bye. Cabin FE83709. Oh, cabin FE83709. Oh, cabin
FE83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name. What were those bloody noises during that thing?
Helen, were you moving your microphone during the music? Can you?
Yeah, I was getting comfy in my bed.
Can you respect the format, please?
You'd guaranteed I'd be asleep and I'm not.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Helen. Gutted. Helen. Yep. Night.
Night.
Night, Helen. GreatBigGal.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.